That's a very retrograde step. And when you consider that Ireland now has presidency of the Council of Europe for the next, well, we've about 3 or 4 months left of our presidency at the moment, and for Ireland to step out of the visa sharing arrangements with the Council of Europe, I think is a wrong move. And I think it's been done as a knee-jerk reaction to negativity that's permeating around the whole country in relation to refugees and asylum seekers. And the government should be actually standing up to that and showing that this is something that is important and necessary, and that's something that we should do in recognising our international responsibilities.
And indeed, it comes at a time when we see what is happening around the world, and it's vital that Ireland can take in these refugees.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, and there's a lot of comments locally in that as well, around that difficulties over getting medical cards, and Irish people are having difficulties getting those medical cards because of the refugees, and that's not actually the case. There was difficulties with medical cards before we had a refugee crisis, and that's because of government inaction and government not solving the problems in relation to that issue. And I believe that we can do everything. We can do both. We can solve those problems, and we can actually live up to our international responsibilities as well.
And do you think when the refugees arrive into Ireland, more support is needed?
I think so. I think that we've seen, unfortunately, we've seen cases in the last while where refugees seem to be just deposited in an area and left there. And that's completely wrong. And that the department needs to ensure that they're looked after and looked after properly, and that they are assisted with moving into any area that they go into. And if contractors are receiving huge payments for using properties, they should actually be supporting the refugees that are there.